Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I am Dani K. White. I share my personal deslobification process. As I figure out ways to keep my own home under control, I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people. People who don't love cleaning and organizing. Thanks for joining me today. This is podcast number 412, and I'm calling it The Messy Middle is Real, but doesn't actually have to be messy. So the messy middle is one of those terms that you hear, you know, thrown about. I'm sure it was coined or used by a lot of different people. I did look it up, and a guy named Scott Belsky wrote a book called The Messy Middle. I believe from reading the description of it that it is more about, you know, just the messiness along the way of getting from point A to point B of just different things in life, success, whatever. So just to be clear, I preach and teach against the messy middle, right? My claim to fame, which isn't real fame, but you know what I mean, is that I created the No Mess Decluttering Process. Long before I ever called it the No Mess Decluttering Process, I came up with a way to make progress and only progress as I declutter, to never get myself in a situation where I'm worse off than I was before I got started decluttering. And it was because I had the issue of every time I tried to declutter, I ended up making a bigger mess. And that's a lot of people's issues. Well, how I solved it for myself, turns out it works for a lot of other people too. So that's my five-step process that helps me make progress and only progress. I don't pull everything out. I don't make piles. I don't leave things for later, blah, blah, blah. Y'all know about that if you've ever been around here, right? But I'm talking specifically about the messy middle. And what that means, how is that real, even though we're using the no mess process? Okay. It doesn't actually have to be messy as far as physically messy, but it is a real thing to get to a point in the middle of what you're seeing as a project and think of it as the hard part that you have to trudge through, and you feel like you're just trudging through the mud. Okay. Well, the first thing I want to say is this is a lot of times, I mean, this has a lot to do with one of the things that I teach, which is your house is not a project. I teach that your house is not a project because I had to learn that my house is not a project. One of the biggest realizations that I had for myself as I worked on my home was that I had been treating my house like a project because I tend to be really good at projects. I like to plan them, execute them, finish them, and step away from them, right? Like I like things that have that big planning, that big shebang project thing. And yet I would look at my house, think my house is a disaster. I'm going to tackle it the way that I know how to tackle things, which is tackling it like a project. And so I would do that in my house. I would clean like crazy and wear myself out, clean it from top to bottom, set aside, you know, a weekend or a week or whatever with nothing else to do. And then be so proud of myself that I would step back and go, okay, I'm done with that now. And the next time I thought about my house, it was back to being a disaster because my house is not a project. It is an ongoing series of tasks and things that have to be done consistently. So the messy middle is the middle of the project where you're just trying to trudge through and get through to the end. But the problem with your house is there is no end, right?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, so the reason that I'm thinking about this is a post on Instagram that my friends at The Handmade Home had posted. So The Handmade Home, they have a great Instagram account. They have a blog and all that. They are interior designers. Like, they actually do people's homes for them, right? And they do this beautiful stuff. But she had posted something, and I thought this was really interesting. She said, a doctor once asked me during an appointment when she figured out what I do for a living if I watched a lot of design shows on HGTV. When I said no, she laughed and said, of course you don't. I don't even know why I asked you that. That's like someone asking me if I watch Grey's Anatomy. And we both had a nice, borderline hysterical laugh. This little story pretty much sums it up for us. We've lived in a world of move that bus for some time now, entranced by sparkle transitions and scripted reality TV. America has been brainwashed when it comes to all things home. We're here to tell you that if you're a fan, that's so great, but that's not really how it goes. It can be a red flag for us when we show up for an initial design meeting and someone is donning a Magnolia hat. Renovations are never easy. They're actually a mix of design, budgets, organization, communication, unpredictable situations, and lots of psychology. We want to help you move through it smoothly, and that's our role from beginning to end. We launched a series called Things Your Designer Wants You to Know on our site a year ago. Today, we thought it would be good to highlight it again for anyone ready to dive into a renovation of their own. We're covering everything from that initial meeting to the finishing touches. We thought it might help bring a little awareness to the process and possibly help anyone avoid a few of the pitfalls that come with working with various professionals. Okay, so she's talking about design, and they make gorgeous designs. But that's what she's talking about. And it's basically how I feel about a lot of your organizing shows, decluttering shows. Okay. Now here, I just want to be clear. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those. I'm just saying that while they are inspiring and while they can be very helpful in learning things and learning tips and all of that, we have to guard against and realize that the 30-minute show that we're watching, or, you know, an hour show or whatever, is not reality. It's showing pieces of reality along the way, but it's not reality. I'm not even going to get into whether it's real or not. Let's say it is completely real and we really do go from total disaster to, wow, everything is actually gone and decluttered and beautiful and done. Even if the whole, even if it is actual before pictures and actual after pictures and everything is true, still just the fact that it has been boiled down to 30 minutes of clips, which is probably what, 21, 22 minutes with commercials, of clips of a little flash of this, a little flash of that. I mean, to a very small amateur degree, same thing on my YouTube videos when I show a decluttering project. I can't show you everything because it would be so boring, right? And I show you a lot more than most people do, right? So it has to be cut down. And so remembering that when I'm seeing that, when I'm seeing the whoosh, whoosh between this is what it looks like before and this is what it looks like now, something in my brain, I have to fight against that tendency to think that it's that easy as it looks, as fast as it looks to be. And I have to acknowledge that there's a whole lot of middle in there that I am not seeing. Even if I'm seeing the process, there's a whole lot. So I do, I think this year we've put out 5 1-hour better sessions on YouTube, and people love these. Now, I'm not going to say they love them like they get millions of views, but like my real core people love these 1-hour better sessions. And the reason that we do 1-hour better is so that you're seeing what actually happens in an hour. Now, it's cut down. We try to get them down to, you know, 20, 25 minutes. So about half of the time is out of there, but I'm trying to show a very realistic, you actually do see what it looks like at the beginning of the hour, and you actually do see what it looks like at the end of the hour. And you see what's happening in between with, you know, bits and pieces cut out here and there. But my goal is for you to see this is actually what happens in an hour, as opposed to you're watching an hour that is 30 hours of work. And maybe we've never actually put out there how many hours were spent to make this thing that looks like it took an hour. Okay. Because we all know, I mean, we're all smart enough. We know that this is taking longer than what we're seeing. And yet it does something in our brain when we just don't have to see and we don't have to go through all the time that it's actually taking, right? Here's the thing. The real messy middle is the distance between starting a project and finishing a project. But your house is not a project. So what is it in the middle of all this? It is the distance between where I am and where I want to be, the reason that I'm working. That means there's a whole lot of messy middle, and the vast majority of the work that you're doing can end up feeling like the messy middle and can feel defeating if we don't look at it in the correct way, okay? It is hard enough. It is hard enough. So let's look at this and say, where am I letting this feel like the messy middle where it's actually not? Or how can I change the way that I look at this so that it doesn't feel like the messy middle and make me want to give up, okay? So we start a project. Anytime that you start, and I know I'm saying project and your house is not a project, but a decluttering project is a real thing. We start a decluttering project. We say, I'm going to declutter my kitchen. I'm going to declutter my entryway. That's the visibility rule, which I really love, right? I'm going to declutter that shelf, that drawer, that closet, whatever. A lot of times, not always, but a lot of times we start with excitement. Like, okay, I'm finally going to get this done. Okay, it's time. It's time. I've got to do this. And we make progress. But at the beginning, we're not actually anywhere near being done, right? And maybe we have to step away. And as long as you are following the no mess decluttering process, you can step away and it's only better. But if it's still not done, which it's usually not going to be, then you have to get going again. So that distance between we started this project, we made some progress, we followed the no mess decluttering process. And so this space is better than it was when I started. And yet I had to stop. And now I am in the messy middle where I'm like, okay, I spent an hour on that. I made a lot of progress, but there's still a lot to do. So often the messy middle is being willing to get started again. Being willing to go back to that space. And this time I don't have the same amount of excitement. This time I'm not raring to go. This time I'm a whole lot more realistic because I know what I got done in an hour. And I know that I thought I was going to have 3 hours last time and I only had an hour, whatever. But I am going to keep going. Now I'm faced with the reality that this isn't going to be instant. So getting started again isn't as exciting as it was the first time. But getting started again is required. Like that is necessary for me to actually make this space turn into what I want it to be, right? Y'all know how much I love summer and summer's coming. I definitely like to get a few new fun summertime pieces. So I really try to follow my one in, one out rule in my closet. I especially love to replace worn out pieces of clothing with high quality pieces that I know I will love for the long haul. On the Quince website, I searched for wide leg pants to have something cool and comfy for summer travel. And I found the perfect navy pair in European linen that were less than $40. That's really the best part. Quince items are all priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they partner directly with top factories. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. I love that. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to Quince.com quince.com/clean for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/clean to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/clean. I am so excited about my new digital picture frame from Aura. It is beautiful and it solves clutter problems. One frame that rotates, so it lets me display lots of photos. There's a new photo every 10 minutes. I am seriously delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. Mom, I hope you're not listening because you are also getting an Aura frame for Mother's Day. I am going to customize the gift by preloading photos onto the frame. There's a super simple app that I can share with the whole family so they can add photos to my mom's frame too, anytime from wherever they are around the globe. I used the Aura app and I had everything set up for my frame in 2 minutes. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. It's a little bit scary to send your kids out on their own into the big wide world. As mine head into their next adventures, I definitely think through whether I've prepared them for all the things that are going to come their way. Do they know how to manage money? Do they know how to budget? What about investing for the future? Greenlight can help your children get ready. Their debit card and money app is made for families. With instant money transfers, you can send your kid a recurring allowance to their Greenlight debit card. It truly is so easy to use and customized to fit your family's needs. It's great to have someone else backing up mom and dad when it comes to the money talk, and Greenlight plays that role. Your kids will be able to build financial literacy and independence by learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. The Greenlight app also comes with a game that teaches financial literacy. Level Up helps kids build money confidence through videos, challenges, mini games, and more. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/clean. That's greenlight.com/clean to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/clean. Maybe I got through the first 3 steps, which are all non-emotional, trash, easy stuff, and dead donations. They're all non-emotions. They're all decision-free. And now I'm into step 4, where I'm having to go through and ask the decluttering questions. And the decluttering questions make the process a lot easier than other ways that I used to declutter. Decluttering questions being, if I needed this item, where would I look for it first? Take it there now. And then if I don't have an answer to that, if I needed this item, would it ever occur to me that I already had one? I need to put it in the donate box, right? So, but those decluttering questions in step 4, where I'm going one item at a time, going through, figuring out where it's supposed to go according to where I would look for it first, can feel like I'm trudging through mud. It can feel like, okay, this is going so slow. One item at a time. Wouldn't it be better for me to just pile everything up, for me to just sort things into piles? We don't do that. I don't do that because I know that that's the real messy middle. That's the actual physical stuck messy middle that I used to get myself into all the time because I would pull everything out of a space, the energy would be gone, and I was left with all these piles of things now out strewn across the hallway or whatever. So that is where I used to be. And now I know that was the real messy middle. This still feels like the messy middle because it's like, oh, I got to get started again. But it's not the messy middle compared to what the messy middle used to be. Okay. So it's remembering I am not in the situation that I used to always be in. I am not experiencing the thing that used to make me want to not declutter. That's not happening anymore. That's not happening anymore. I am doing the no mess process. So even though I feel like I'm in the messy middle, I can shake my head and go, oh, there's no mess. I'm in the middle of doing this, but there's no mess. This is different than it used to be. I am not in what used to feel inevitable as part of the process of, oh my goodness, everything is spread out. I'm not doing that anymore. It is different. Okay. Every time I will take the moment to acknowledge that, realize it, appreciate it, it helps me be willing to get started that second time to keep going the next time I'm doing something. Okay. So the getting started again, the keeping on going is required. And that is easier because I can look and say, it could be so much worse. The only thing I'm having to do here is get myself to get going again and keep making progress, as opposed to now I have to get myself to get going and deal with all these things that I have pulled out of this space. Okay. It can feel like the messy middle when you feel like you're never getting to the more hidden spaces. I know I hear this from some people a lot. They'll say they're following the visibility rule and they see the value in the visibility rule. Their living spaces are now decluttered and under control. And they'll say, but I'm never getting to the more hidden spaces. When am I going to get to the rest of my house? I think a lot of times, for me, in those situations, I know what you're saying, and I experience the same thing. But I remind myself of the impact that the work that I have done so far has had on my actual ability to live my life in my house. I remind myself that I'm able to have people over. I'm able to do the things that I used to not be able to do because none of the spaces in my house were under control, right? And then I remind myself that, oh, I can take a chunk of time and tackle one of these spaces that are, okay, so basically my house is under control. I've got a Saturday. I didn't realize I wasn't going to have anything going on this Saturday. So I am going to go in and I'm going to tackle one of these hidden spaces, but I'm going to do it with the no mess decluttering process so that I don't end up with a messy middle, right? I don't end up with a physical mess created by this. And that, knowing that, oh, okay, my house is under control. I can still have people over. I can live my life, and now I'm making even more progress by going into, this place that I'm going to now tackle to declutter a more hidden space. Knowing that then starts to make me realize, oh, it's worth it. It's worth it to have followed the visibility rule. It is a reminder that in the midst of the decluttering process, even though I'm not done decluttering my house, I guess I should just say this and be done with podcasts, but like there is no done, right? Like as long as you're living, especially for those of us who struggle with clutter, but as long as you're living, you will always be decluttering. People whose houses stay consistently clutter-free are consistently decluttering, right? Okay. So I am able to look at things and appreciate that the messy middle really isn't a thing because as I'm still working on my house, because the visibility rule was what I followed from the beginning, I'm able to just continue functioning better and better and better in my house. You know, where before my whole house was a disaster and I was like, oh my goodness, I've got to declutter. I'm going to go declutter in the garage first, in that back corner where a car couldn't even park anyway, even if it was completely decluttered. Okay, I did all that and I worked and I worked and I worked. And I also wasn't following the no mess process because I hadn't come up with it yet, right? And so I would work and work and work and then had nothing to show for it. Well, that was a big messy middle for me because it was so defeating. And I think a lot of the times the messy middle is the part where you feel defeated in the middle of the project. And so the key is to keep reminding yourself how far you've come. This is a big part of the reason why before pictures and better pictures are so powerful. Have them in a folder on your phone. Try to make sure they're nowhere near the ones that your mother-in-law is going to be scrolling through looking at the kids, right? But have them in a folder where you can go, Oh my goodness, it's so much to do. When am I ever going to be done? Go back and look at how far you've come. Swipe back and forth. Look at the timestamps. Oh, that's right. On January 13th, I was about to say January 34th, which is not even a date, but anyway. But on January 13th, I worked in there for 27 minutes and oh, wow, I made a big impact. Okay, yes, okay, I'm inspired. It doesn't feel defeating anymore to be in the middle. It makes me think, oh, I could spend 28 minutes today and make even more progress than that. And how far could I get in that amount of time? So those before and better pictures are key, but it's also ultimately about redefining that goal, right? Making the goal better, making the goal less, acknowledging that I will be decluttering forever. There is no, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be done. It's going to be once and for all. Let's just get that out of our mind and say, I'm just going to keep on decluttering and knowing that it's going to keep on going forever. I'm always amazed when, you know, one of the comments that I get from people a lot is that it actually changed things for them and helped them be able to start making real progress when they realized that it was never going to be over. Because the problem is when you think it's a project and when you think it's there's an end date, a finish line, then you finish the project and then clutter reappears and you feel like, well, what was the point? But there was so much point in all that you've done. But when you realize it's an ongoing thing for the rest of my life and the more I declutter now, the less I have to declutter later, then when new clutter reappears, it doesn't feel like a defeat. Instead, it is just a, oh yeah, well, you know, I just got to keep decluttering. I keep on decluttering. I just keep on getting rid of stuff. And that's how I keep my house from going back to where it was before.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, what are some strategies to get through the messy middle or diminish the messy middle or view it as a different way? Well, it's to not view your house as a project. It's to follow the visibility rule so that you are experiencing the impact of what you have already done and it's making your life better and easier so that as you keep going, you're like, okay, well, I've already made my life better and easier. That means that the more I do, the better and easier my life is going to continue to get, right? Or redefine the goal to be less and better as opposed to done. Other strategies are to accept that decluttering regret is a thing and it's okay. Err on the side of decluttering regret. This is hard for those who really, really fear needing something that they have already decluttered or fear that they are going to end up needing something and therefore they don't want to declutter it. I get this. Like this was me too, right? I mean, that's where we said, well, I mean, I didn't need such and such until all of a sudden, 2 weeks after I decluttered it, that's when I needed it. Okay. But the reality is you might have needed it another time and you just didn't know that you had it. And so you'd gone out and bought another one anyway, right? Like that's probably more likely. It's not that you did not ever need it. It's that you didn't even know you had it. So on all those other times, you were going out and buying another one, which meant you were bringing more and more and more into your house. It was getting harder to control. Anyway, that's another speech for another time. But accepting that regret is a thing, that people whose houses are consistently clutter-free choose to live with regret instead of clutter. That is often the choice. Clutter or potential regret. I would rather, and this is still hard to say, but it has become the truth for me. I would prefer to get rid of something that is clutter, meaning it does not have a place in my home where I actually know where it is and can handle it. It's over my clutter threshold. I would prefer to get rid of it and know as I'm getting rid of it that I may regret this. And yet, I would prefer regret over having something in my house that's consistently getting out of control and definitely making my house harder to live in. It's definitely making my life harder to live. It's definitely a bad thing if it stays in my house and it's clutter. And I'm willing to take the risk that I'm going to regret getting rid of it, because that is just a maybe. But it staying in my house is a definite, it's making my life harder to live because I don't have a place for it. Okay. So accepting that regret is a thing and it's okay, right? Accepting that there is no end. And here's the thing too. You know, we talked about that a minute ago, but if there's no end, there is no middle. Get that? You can't have a messy middle if there is no end. We are celebrating progress all along the way. Progress and only progress. When you really wrap your mind around that way of decluttering, it is so powerful and so encouraging. So focus on how much easier it is to live with less. Every step along the way, as you get rid of anything, you have less. With every item less, your house is a little easier to maintain. Your house is a little easier to keep under control. There is less for you to have to clean and deal with and rearrange and manage and blah, blah, blah. That means you're experiencing success all along the way. The focusing on it being easier to live with less means that everything that leaves, it gets easier and easier and easier. And if I'm considering that to be my success, the middle doesn't feel as messy. And most of all, I think it's just really important to remember that difference between decluttering and organizing. Decluttering and organizing are not the same thing. And so many times on the big wow, zowie, before and after whoosh, whoosh photos and videos and stuff on shows, there tend to be elaborate organizing systems and a lot of those types of things. And yet, I've had elaborate organizing systems in the past, but organizing is problem solving. It can be overwhelming. It can also be over my clutter threshold to maintain it. So accepting that my goal here is to declutter, it is going to have a bigger impact on my home to get rid of stuff than it is to come up with a fancy system. Okay. So my goal here is not necessarily an amazing after photo that makes everybody go, wow, that should be in a magazine. My goal is to declutter and to acknowledge that decluttering is incredibly powerful in achieving the home that I want anyway. If I'm ever going to get to that after photo, I have to declutter anyway. And maybe you'll be like me and you'll just declutter and you'll realize, yeah, I'm actually good with this. I actually like it like this. This is great. Okay. So the messy middle is real, but it doesn't have to be like you thought. I hope that was helpful. I will talk to you all next week. Bye.